Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
You've been listening to Project Independence in You, and we are back from our quick break. We only have about 15 minutes left with Mike Kelly, so we're going to get right to it. So you always hear stories on the news, right? Someone threw away their wedding ring. Someone threw away, you know, $10,000 in an envelope, you know, things like that. How often does that actually happen? And are you guys really able to find it? Like, what is the, like one good story to share with us on that?
So it does happen. And actually just recently, I think maybe last week, we had somebody frantically call us because somebody was at like a business or something, and they were getting rid of papers or something, and the recycler took boxes they weren't supposed to take. So this guy was, you know, very, very upset. You know, he was very, very worried about this. And he called soon enough that we were able to get him to the transfer station and look, and sure enough, there they were. And he found them, and he was very, very happy about finding them. We do get phone calls every so often about somebody says, I think I threw out my engagement ring, or I threw out this valuable thing. And sometimes they call us the next day, and we tell them that truck's already here. The garbage is already gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
So be careful about your jewelry. Unless you tell us within about an hour, there's probably not really much we can do about finding something that small at the transfer station.
All right. You see that on the news a lot. You know, someone's lost something valuable, and they're like, right, people are weeding through mountains of garbage, and that kind of thing.
It does happen.
It does. Okay.
Now, we always talk on the show, which might be the most popular program with our seniors that you guys offer, is the STOP program, the Stop Throwing Out Pollutants program. So tell us everything, you know, and especially during this whole COVID time, we've been preaching to everyone to kind of downsize and organize. We've all been in our houses for a very long time. And I think, you know, you start wanting to kind of purge things and get rid of stuff. So what exactly can you get rid of at the STOP program?
Yeah, we actually just had our STOP program this past Saturday at the Westbury High School, and it was extremely successful. We had almost 1,500 cars that day, which is that's the second most cars we've had in a day. That was second only to the one that we had in April. Mm-hmm. A STOP event, we do four things at a STOP event. We do household hazardous waste, electronic waste. We have a station for shredding documents. And we have a station for donating clothes, textile, household goods to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Our next event will be in September, and we'll have another one in November as well. And they'll both be at North Hempstead Beach Park. Mm-hmm. The household hazardous waste is for your household chemicals. Really anything under the sink, as far as a chemical goes that you could bring it there. Please bring it there. Do not throw it in the garbage. Do not pour it down the sink, because that leads to water contamination, bringing it to the garbage. You could also, depending on where it goes after that, could also lead to contaminating water supplies. So those materials is very important that they brought to the STOP event, so it can be handled responsibly. For electronic waste is essentially what I had said before, as to what we take as far as electronic waste: TVs, monitors, computers, computer peripherals, cell phones. Those are kind of our biggest ones. Shredding, up to 6 boxes you can bring, and they will shred it right there in the truck right in front of you. And, really, if you have any household goods that you want to, you know, donate, you can bring them to Big Brothers Big Sisters at that point.
And it's pretty much, you know, we've heard other people talk about, like I said, it's a very utilized program, and it's essentially you stay in your car, right? And there's different kind of stations, and you could, you know, just, and your guys take it out and whatnot, right?
Yes, exactly. Our contractors will take it out of the car for you. One thing about household hazardous waste events, you know, we say we accept paint. It's very popular that people bring you know, hazardous paints like, you know, oil-based paints or lead paints, if you have it, I guess, if you have it sitting around for the last 60 years, or things like that, you know, those kind of chemical paints. But regular latex paint is not hazardous, and it can be thrown out in the regular garbage as long as it's dried out.
Dried out, right.
And you can dry it out in two ways. You can leave the can out in a hot bay, it will dry out. Or you can put it in a box with plastic in it, and I swear, kitty litter. If you pour it on the kitty litter, it'll dry out as well too. So we encourage people to do that at their homes rather than bring it to the stop event, because when it's brought to the stop event, we essentially put it in a container where it dries out, and it gets thrown out as regular garbage at that point. So also, if you're just bringing latex paint to a stop event, that's one more car we have at the event, which also contributes to
Mike, what about lot of people, a lot of residents have pools, you know, that require chlorine tabs and all kinds of things like that.
Yes.
When the chlorine bin, there's like a plastic one, is empty, but it still has contained chlorine for, you know, several months as you use tabs each day. But it is like normally what you would think you could recycle. What do we do with things like that?
When you bring a container to a stop event, we don't give the container back. So if you have chlorine that's in a container, that container with the chlorine goes to the household hazardous waste contractor and they take it away.
What if the container's empty but has had the chlorine in it for the season? You know, is that then recyclable?
If you have an empty container, as long as it doesn't have anything corrosive, as long as it, you know, and then it'll be on the label, it'll say corrosive, right? As long as it's not corrosive, you can take that empty container and put it in the recycling. Just you know, obviously wash it out. But if you have an empty container, that can go into the recycling.
Hmm. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you know, there's a whole list of all the specifics that is, and once again, that's something you can call 311 for and get, oh, my American flag just crashed down in the background. so you can call and get the specific details, because there's a whole list of, you know, the ins and outs of what is acceptable. And I know that many years ago, when we had first started the radio show, you guys also took medicine at that time. That kind of took a shift. You can no longer bring, obviously, medicines to the stop event.
That's
right. You guys do Shed the Meds. So tell us a little bit about Shed the Meds.
So Shed the Meds, we started doing Shed the Meds events last year. We resumed them. We hadn't had them for a number of years for a couple of reasons. We started doing them again last year. We thought they were very important. It was very successful last September. It was even more successful this past May when we had our event, and we're having our next event in December at Tully Park. Pharmaceuticals includes anything you get by prescription, anything you get over the counter. However, we don't take sharps. So if you have, you know, needles or EpiPens, whether they're used or not, those things we don't take. We also don't take aerosols either, because these things go to an incinerator and they can explode in the incinerator. So they're run by us, but they're also managed by the Nassau County Police Department. So if the county tells us that they don't take certain things, we can't take them.
What do we do with aerosols, Mike? What do people do with aerosol bottles? I mean, so many things come in that way.
A lot of people throw them in the garbage anyway, so it's not, you know, it's unfortunately they're not recyclable, because we don't know what's inside them, even if they are made of metal. So they throw them in the garbage anyway. What we tell people is use them until they're done and then throw them out. Like don't throw out a full bottle, because it could still be under pressure.
Okay. So as long as it's emptied completely, it's safer.
Yes.
And I also see that you guys don't take any kind of ointment either at those programs. So
right.
You have an ointment. How do you get rid of, you know, like let's say you have an ointment that didn't, you know, everyone, the problem is we're all prescribed so many things to kind of try that might not work. So how would you dispose of some kind of ointment?
Well, and anything that we don't take at a stop event, anything that we don't take at a pharmaceutical event, or anything that's not listed for recyclables is trash. Unless it's medical waste, that's a whole different story.
Right.
But if it doesn't fall into those any of those categories, it is trash.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, and the next one is December. So December 11th at Michael J. Tully Park. So we always advise people, you know, in your garage or your basement, you know, it's kind of just little by little. You can gather these things. So when the time comes that one of these events happen, you could ship it. It's all ready to go and dispose of it properly. So.
Right.
And we'll have to give a shout out to Otto because our favorite co-host Otto is very committed to all these different events and kind of partaking. He makes use of all of them. So we want to get all of Otto's questions answered, I think, on this program.
Sure.
So being a homeowner and I'm so, you know, interested in doing recycling right and trying to figure it out. Do you guys plan on it? Do you have like any kind of diagram? You know, I see you have this great, we have like a really nice information that we were sent. That,
yeah,
you know,
I found this on the town website.
Yeah. Where can someone get that? And do you send that out? Like, does it go out from the town in a calendar? Is it in the newsletter?
Yeah, and there's also on the website, just because when I was doing research, I didn't print this out for you, Beck, because it's gigantic, so many pages.
Okay.
But it's a really comprehensive brochure with all like the real specifics of how to do everything and what's included. So.
Yeah, and then exactly that brochure, which we sent out a couple of years ago to every household, is online. Also, that one pager that you just held up.
Yeah.
When we do our sticker mailing that I was describing before, that one pager is going to come with it too.
Oh, great!
So that's going to go to every household. But again, if you ever want any of those materials, you can call 311. 311 will put it through to us, and we'll fulfill that.
Yeah, that's great because, like, you know, it certainly is. I think everyone, especially, you know, in North Hempstead, there's such a push to keep everything, you know, green and to have these kind of new initiatives and do things, as Beck said, the right way. You know, if you're going to go through the trouble of recycling, you kind of want to do it, you know, the right way. So you're doing your part. And now we know that our cardboard boxes are helping, you know, helping the world out, Beck. So we're just like superheroes over here with our Amazon boxes.
I know. So we're helping.
Yes.
We're doing the right
thing. That's what I'm going to tell my husband, you know, when he's like, oh, here's another box. I'm going to say, I'm like, helping the world.
Babe, this is good. this ordering is good. But we have come to an hour with Mike Kelly. Mike, thank you for coming on the show and just giving us so much information. And it's really good to know too, that if you're a town resident, you can call 311 or 869-6311 with any questions for the Solid Waste Department, SWAMA. So again, thank you so much, Mike. I'm sure we'll have you back and we will be right back with Project Independence in You.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.